on Saturday night along with Native Signal. We played some Sean Z. They're going to be at Club 54 in Sterling Heights on Saturday night. Steffi and the Dirty Virgins are going to be at Simon's After Dark on Saturday night. And at the DIA, they've got an interesting movie about Ginger Baker called Beware of Baker and Mr. Baker. And it's this weekend at the DIA. Friday and Saturday, they've got movies at 7 and 9:30 and on Sunday at 2 and 4:30. Also on Saturday at One-Eyed Betty, they are having a Blair Division presentation. It's a folk fest with Lack LaBelle, Emily Rose, Ryan Dillahay, and many more playing at this Blaring Division Folk Fest Saturday at One-Eyed Betty. That's on Troy Street in Ferndale. On Sunday at PJ's Lager House, they've got a band from Ottawa called Peach Kelly Pop. And along with them will be local bands Deadbeat Beat and the Bad Indians. The Detroit Music Awards is having an acoustic showcase on Tuesday and 6 local performances. They're also going to be having some munchies, salsa and chips and stuff like that. It's out at a Mexican grill called Zumba's. Again, this is a part of the DMA. Acoustic showcase, and some of the people playing will be Audra Kubatz, Tasha Owens, Davison Magpie, and several others. And an interesting show happening Wednesday night to Wednesday over at the Loving Touch. They've got an interesting lineup of music there. Hams Whitrock is going to be doing a solo set. The Disinformants will be playing. DeWindy will be playing as well as the High Arrows. Also, on Monday night, don't forget, Mr. White and Howard Glazer host a show at the U Detroit Cafe called Detroit Blues Party. Always a good time on Monday night. Bring down your guitar, harmonica, tambourine even, and join the fun with Mr. White and Howard Glazer on Monday nights at the U Detroit. On Tuesday, there's a couple of interesting jams. There's one at Pub 1281. It's acoustic jam hosted by Bobby Black. And there's an acoustic jam, and they say, come for dinner and enjoy the show at the New Dodge on Tuesday nights. How are we doing with the show? The show is okay. We are good to go. It's 1 minute after 5. Need to remind you we're listening to WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves. And we are ready to go live, are we not, Mr. White?
We are ready for the live drive at 5 right here at WHFR Dearborn, where we're making waves every night and day. And today we have Jeremy Porter and the Tucos. Jeremy, are you there?
We're here. How you doing?
Oh, right. We are here. In fact, is everybody there? You got your whole Tucos here?
Yep.
You bet.
All right. They're all here. What are you going to start off with for us today?
We're going to start off with the first track from our new record. The record's called Partner in Crime, and the song is called Castaways.
Do some crimes.
Up.
message in the sand. There's no ring on your hand. Did it all go down in flames? Ain't no talking sense to a country girl with a head off her head.
Jeremy Porter and his two co's right here on the live drive at 5. Jeremy, I see you're tuning up your guitar because
I'm always tuning my guitar,
because
Roger.
You care about the sound. You want to make everything so good. In fact, when you have a moment, could you introduce your two co's for us?
Yeah, we've got Jason on the bass guitar.
Hi.
And we've got Gabriel on the drums here.
Oh.
They're both helping out with the harmonies, too.
Whoa, everything sounds really good going over the air.
Right on.
And, in fact, this is a kind of a different thing than you've had in here before.
Well, it seems like we usually do the acoustic thing, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah, we
yep.
do.
And so this is a real nice surprise for us.
Well, you know, we recently bought some little amps, so we're just trying to get our money's worth out of them, I guess, you know?
Oh, that's the only reason.
Yeah, we still got the big ones, but, you know, we've been doing a little bit more acoustic stuff lately, playing some smaller gigs, you know, just for fun and you know, to stay tight. And so we thought, what the heck, let's bring those in and see how that goes.
All right. Well, everything sounded real cool so far.
Great.
In fact, you got some more music for us?
Yeah, I think we do. This next tune here is called Makeout King. It's written by a friend of mine who he used to live in Ypsilanti. He played with a band called The Deterrence. He's out in San Diego now, and he wrote this one. Yeah. All right, that's a rowdy one.
It's good rock and roll.
All right. Well, we need it rowdy once in a while here.
I think so.
Now, you've got a big, big show to get rowdy at coming up, don't you?
We do, yeah. That's tomorrow night. That's at the New Dodge Lounge in Hamtramck. That's our record release show.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. We got the Ryan Dillehay Band is playing, and Oak Bones are also playing. So we're real happy to have those guys on the bill. And we're just so happy to have this new record out on New Fortune Records. And we just can't wait for everybody to hear it. And tomorrow is kind of the big celebration of the last 15 months of work.
Whoa. Yeah. That sounds like a great time.
I think it's going to be.
Yeah, Ryan Dillehay and Oak Bones. Margaret played some Oak Bones earlier.
Oh, nice.
Right on.
Ryan.
Oh.
Yeah, it sounds like a great lineup, and congratulations.
Well,
on
thanks.
This
you know,
project.
We worked really hard on this record. We recorded it at the Loft, which is on this horse farm just south of Saline. And you know, we just had a great time working with Andy Padlin and his brother Tim, and we're just real happy with it.
Okay.
And it's called Partners in Crime.
Partner in Crime,
which is one of the songs on the CD.
That's yep.
So, yeah, I was listening to it. I've had it in my car for a while, and we'll talk about it later. There's interesting relationship issues going on with a lot of the songs.
It's steeped in misery and regret.
Yeah. Why, that's what rock and roll is all about.
Well, you know, Hank Williams never wrote a happy song, you know,
you
so why should I? I mean, I'm just taking his cue.
Well, you can make people happy doing it. They don't always have to necessarily be happy.
Well, you know, maybe they can find some joy in my misery or something. I'm not all that miserable.
That's it.
Thank you.
I just don't like happy songs. That's all.
And I want to do a shout out to Mark, who's here. They're videotaping this for some sort of promotion for the college, and so we're getting this all documented today, not only on the podcast and live, but they'll be making a video of it. So,
well, just like to say that the camera does add 10 pounds. So for anybody who sees this.
All right. Well, it's nice to have you guys here. Did you introduce the people already?
I did. Jason and Gabriel are here with me. And you know, I've been playing with these guys for a couple of years. And, I mean, we've done just a ton of shows, and it's been a lot of fun.
All right. Well, can we hear some more?
Yeah, let's do another one from the record. All right, this is a song called "Still Waiting Here," and it's about picking up girls in nasty rock and roll bars and honky tonks.
Box looks and sounds like you never heard before. See a mess, you grab a sponge, you get down on your knees. You aren't just a carpet stain or mange dog with fleas. Just another project in deep you occupied. You're in control behind the wheel. Just here for the ride. I couldn't wait for tomorrow to appear. The sound of your voice has it hit my ear. And I'm waiting down in minutes while the seconds disappear. Now I'm still waiting. Oh, sky, but it's lost in all this haze. And looking back, I ain't too proud of my easy, trusted ways. Well, another angel just walked through that lonely tavern door. And I'll tell you what happened next, but you've heard it all before. I couldn't wait for tomorrow to appear. The sound of your voice and it hit my ear. And I'm sitting down in minutes while the seconds disappear. Now I'm still waiting here. Now I'm still waiting. Now I'm still waiting here.
Now I'm still waiting here. Yeah.
Woo. Okay.
Now this is off your brand new record. And you say it's on New Fortune Records?
New Fortune Records. How about that?
Now what is New Fortune all about?
Well, you know, New Fortune Records is all about vinyl.
It is?
Yeah, I mean, they do small, limited edition releases of mostly Detroit music on 12-inch and 7-inch vinyl.
Well, in fact, we just happen to have the owner of New Fortune Records right here in our studio.
He's here?
He's here. Wow. I know it hit you.
Excitement.
It hit you hard. Okay. Sorry, guys. We have Kevin Patchula right in our studio, the head of New Fortune Records.
Hey, guys.
There you are. You're
Mr.
Right.
White, yes. And Margaret, and Alan, and Jeremy Porter, and the Tucos. It's great to be here again. Cool hanging out with you guys here in the studios at WHFR.
Happy to be here promoting this great record, Partner in Crime, and the cool show that we have in Hamtramck tomorrow night, Friday, at the New Dodge. So, we're looking forward to listening to some good vinyl and some great bands.
In fact, for New Fortune Records, you actually have put out a CD of it as well, but mainly, you guys are all about vinyl.
I don't know nothing about that CD, Roger. we do. Like Jeremy said, we put out limited run vinyl, and the boys took it and took it into the new age with some digital, and there's actually a download code here available in the record. You will be able to find this record after the show. Come on down to the show on Friday. The record will be available for the first time, and also you'll be able to get it at thetucos.com as well as your local record stores. That's what I'm doing, is I'm distributing it out of the trunk of my car and all the local record stores around town, Dearborn Music and Found Sound in Ferndale, and Flipside, and UHF, and all the good record stores all around the metropolitan Detroit area.
Well, in fact, I just did an article for a magazine about record stores, and they all tell me vinyl is the future of records.
Isn't that something?
So
it's really done a full circle. And you know, Roger, you know, I mean, there's a richness in there's something about putting that needle down on the record and listening to the whole side one and turning it over and listening to side two. And I really think this new record here by Jeremy Porter and the Tucos has that feel too. It's got a flow to it. You know, it's not, you don't press a button for the next song. You know what I mean? You commit to the, at least to one side at a time. You know, it's that kind of thing.
Well, you take the needle in your own hands,
right,
and place it right on there. It's nothing's automated. It's up to you.
Right. And this is a fantastic recording too. I know Jeremy had mentioned The Loft with Andy and Tim paddling, putting this thing together. The sound is fantastic, and it's perfect, and we're happy to have it on New Fortune.
And the only thing better than getting New Fortune Records is to come down and see the show live.
Oh, you're right. You are right. That's Friday night at New Dodge in Hamtramck. It's going to be a great show with Ryan Dillahay and Oak Bones. And come on down and see Jeremy Porter and the Tucos live, and cheap to get in, and grab a record while you're there, too.
That's right. Come on down. In fact, Jeremy.
Yes.
What more do you have for us here?
Well, I don't have a harmonica, but we're going to try this next tune anyways.
you had a harmonica.
Well,
I have a kazoo.
It's in the building. We'll be having words after the radio show. Yeah, we've got issues.
Well,
all right, we're going to do another happy song here. This one's called Wedding Day, and it's also off the new record. ¶¶
walk down that aisle. Just a moment, did you think of me? Will you take it back to
2Cos. In fact, Jeremy, I know you're tuning your guitar as always.
It's my job.
Yeah. Well, you're doing a fine job.
Oh, well, thanks.
But I was wondering, where did the name 2Cos come from?
You know, 2Co is the Eli Wallach character in The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Ah.
And we were in a situation where when this band first got together, we had about 3 weeks to record a song, get it done, and come up with a name for the band. And we were going back and forth, and Jason mentioned we should call the band the Mortimers, because that was the Lee Van Cleef character from The Good, the Bad, the Ugly. And I thought, well, that's pretty cool. So I did a little research, and there's a hardcore band from Poland called the Mortimers. So we didn't want to use that. We didn't want to step on those guys. But I thought, what about 2Co, you know? And so he's the short little fat dude. You know,
the ugly.
He is the ugly.
Yeah, so we are the uglies.
And that was available, so we just took that.
Well, it's a good thing you did. We get callers from Poland, so.
Well, look, I mean, you know,
But
the Mortimers, you know, I don't want to get in those guys' way, and they got their own thing going on.
Yeah.
And
well, I just want to say for the ladies out there, they're good. They're bad, but I would definitely not call them ugly. But you'll have to come on down to the new Dodge and judge for yourself.
That's debatable. But thanks.
Well, have you got another tune for us?
I do. We're going to do a new one. This one is not on the record. I'm not even sure if we played this one out yet. So.
You mean it's an exclusive?
Well, it might be. I don't remember. It gets pretty late at some of those bars, so I'm not always sure exactly what we played and what we didn't. But if we have played this, it's maybe been done once or twice. But I think you can probably look for this one on the next record.
Okay.
It's called Pretty As You Please.
Jeremy's got to change out his guitar very quickly, so we're going to bring Kevin back and talk a little bit more about New Fortune Records.
Hey there, Mr. White.
Hey, Mr. Petulant.
How are you?
Oh, in fact...
pretty good rocking there from the Tucos, eh?
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
In fact, for New Fortune Records, you originally had an album, a label called Motor City Special that you put out records on.
That's true. Motor City Special still exists, and we've got a lot of live Detroit music coming out. And again, it is vinyl only, and you know, I leave it up to the bands if they want to put out their digital. A lot of bands will, for instance, put it out on their Bandcamp or on their site. As a matter of fact, you can go to the tucos.com and check out Jeremy's music. And but as far as New Fortune is concerned, small run, vinyl records.
Okay, in fact, And also, you've got a very unique relationship with your artists as well.
Well, yeah, I guess you can say that. I don't own the music. You know, I can press these records, but it's their music. So if you see a commercial or something on the radio, that's the band selling their stuff. And like I said, they own their rights. They keep their rights or whatever agreement they make with other labels. But we are exclusive vinyl, kind of small boutique, Detroit based. Now, all our artists do not necessarily have to be Detroit artists, but the product is manufactured here. By Archer Record Pressing Plant, third generation in Detroit, and like I said, we're small quantity. We only press a few hundred of them, and basically when they're gone, you get the next one. So they're real special, and that's kind of the whole idea.
In fact, that means every copy that you sell is a collector's item.
Well, that's the way I like to look at it, because
special.
You know, they are. We've got between the two brands, there's pushing 30 different records out there, and for the most part, at least half of those are gone. I mean, they really, once they're gone, and you know, our first Motor City Special volumes that were recorded live at some of the venues around town, including PJ's Logger House, a couple that you mentioned, and Smalls, those records are gone. They're gone, and they're cool. I mean, you can still find them at some of the record stores around town, but I'm not selling them. I don't have any left.
Okay. Well, in fact, Jeremy is all set up. He's got a new guitar around. In fact, what kind of guitar do you have right now, Jeremy?
This is Les Paul Jr. with a P90 pickup in it, Roger.
Ooh, and what were you playing before? Just for our listeners out there.
That is a Reverend PA, Pete Anderson Signature Series, made by Reverend Guitars. Michigan owned and operated company, Reverend Guitars.
In fact, aren't they out of Livonia?
They are, yeah, and they make a great product, you know, and it's just a great affordable guitar, and we're just, you know, Jay's got a bass that he plays, and I've got this, and we just love them.
Well, hey, it's all about Detroit, and that's what this show is about.
You know, it really is, and it's really important. That's one of the great things about New Fortune is, I mean, on one hand, it's just so cool that they're all into vinyl and everything, but they're so Detroit, you know. I mean, the records are pressed in Detroit, you know. Everything about it is just Detroit, and that's just part of it. That one part of it that we're just really proud to be associated with.
Well, we're very proud to have you in once again, and we're wondering if you'll play us another song.
We're gonna do another song. This is another one that's not on the record, but we've been playing this one out for about a year now, a little over a year. And it takes place in 1986. It's called Christmas Dance. Well, I was wondering if you'd go with me to the Christmas dance. That other guy you know, he just wants into your pants. Hook up with my buddy Joe, bring his truck and this girl he knows. Counting down the days from the moment she said yes. Jacket and a tie that goes just right with your new dress. Lovely day to meet your mommy, daddy too. Take our picture in the park at me, boy, get her home by two. Thought that was pretty cool, I never thought I had a chance. I was wondering if you'd go to Christmas dance. On time. Said, hey, that's cool, I understand. See you
back in class. It's been a couple dozen years, but it seems like yesterday. What's the point in wishing it gone down a different way? Blame it all on circumstance. All I know is I miss my chance. Never get to go to another Christmas dance. And I hope the guy you know, he just wants into your hands. I was wondering if you'd go with me to the Christmas dance. Thought that was pretty cool. I never thought I had a chance. I never thought I had a chance. I never thought. The Christmas dance. At the Christmas dance.
Yeah, all right. All right. Why? Why, those are heartfelt tunes of real sorrow.
Well, you know. It's misery and regret and heartache, right?
He's still bitter about it after all these years.
All so right. you mentioned, I think Kevin mentioned something about going to get, I think, Bandcamp or somewhere to get your music. Do you have a website or Facebook page?
Absolutely. The website is thetucos.com, and you can go there and get all of our music, and there's links to everywhere else you can get it to. And you can stream some songs and hear them for free and download some of them. And on Facebook, it's facebook.com/JeremyPorterMusic.
Okay, could you find all your upcoming shows there?
Absolutely, yep, every one of them.
In fact, do you have any other upcoming shows besides this Friday?
We do. We will be doing the Hamtramck Blowout at the end of the month, and all the details on that are still coming together. And we're going to be doing the Honky Tonk Throwdown at the Logger House, which is like Dead String Brothers. Ryan Dillahay is also doing that. Eric Kelly, Crooked Little Reasons. Brunswick Brawlers, so that's always a really fun weekend at the Logger House.
Yeah,
we've also got some road trips coming up too. We're going out to Mount Pleasant, and actually next weekend we're going to Columbus, Cleveland, and Pittsburgh for a little Rust Belt mini tour. So that's going to be a lot of fun. That's some cities we haven't been to yet.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Hey, that's always good to hear about kids. Yeah, people getting out and play it all around.
Yeah. Well, if you don't hear from us on Monday, you know, send the authorities.
Where should I send them to?
Just tell them to follow the smell.
Ooh. All points bulletin.
All points bulletin. All right. Well, why don't we have an all points bulletin and let you do some more crimes here?
Sure thing. This next song is track number 2 off the Partner in Crime record. And it's one a lot of people seem to like. It's called Little Miss Awesome.
Outside your brand new house, smile on your face. Now tell me, what's all that about? This'll probably lead to nothing. That's a long way back besides. Did you ever wonder why it took us just a minute to say goodbye? Sunny south. Did you ever stop to think that maybe that's not what I'm about? Laughing and you're smiling and your funny little ways. It's a long way back, yeah, funny, but the hole in my heart will stay. Doesn't sound rehearsed.
you.
Last time you were here, you did that one.
He's changing on his guitar right
now.
Yeah. It's possible that we did, yeah, but it probably would have been on the acoustic, right?
Yeah, it was an acoustic version of that, but I remember this. I remember the title and the song. So.
Okay. In fact, while he's changing on his guitar, we've still got Kevin Patchley here in the studio. What's coming up for Motor City Special or New Fortune Records?
Hey there. Of course, we've got the big show on Friday with Jeremy Porter and the Tucos and Ryan Dillahay and Oak Bones. We've got a couple other cool little projects. Roger, I was talking to you a little bit about, first of all, the Raw Dealers. Oh, you're going to love that. That's some blues rock and roll that's a little bit different, has a little bite to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to bring you a 45 of that. That's on the Motor City Special. And also, we're doing a little something cool with the Beggars. We're going to have a live in-studio show that you can be a part of. Go look up the Beggars Detroit. Look up their Facebook page. It has some details about this Groovebox Studio session that we're doing with them. We're going to release a little 45 of a couple of live tracks for you. And it's the Beggars' return. You know, the Beggars have been out for a little while. Some medical issues. You know, they weren't at Betty Ford or anything like that. It's just no, it's nothing like that. It's just. Some reconstructive surgery, you know. You're not going to recognize them at all.
That's right.
it's a whole different thing. But Steven and Johnny are still in the band, but we do have Pookie Gretsch now. Pookie's in the band, and Chris Krez and Jim Faulkner on drums. It is a fantastic new lineup, and you're going to be seeing and hearing from the Beggars here this spring and summer. A little bit more fixing up to do, but then they're going to be ready to go. And, yeah, this GBS session is coming up. Go on there and support them. It's a fan-funded program, and you're going to get some real cool rewards if you get on there and be a part of it.
Okay, and it's going to happen April 12th. So check it out.
Yeah, you better get on there quick. Go to GBS or Groovebox Studios and check out what's going on with them, or go to Beggars Detroit on their Facebook page and be a part of this real cool, unique session that we're putting together for them.
All right, but we've got Jeremy Porter and the Tucos right here in our studio today, and that's what we're all about. In fact, Jeremy, you changed out your guitar, you got your Reverend back on?
I do, yeah.
Are you ready to do some wailing and preaching?
A little more twang.
All right.
We're going to do another song from the record. This is one that has been around for a few years. It's called, what's it called? What You're Doing Today. Finally make you choose. Audience tonight.
Round of applause here.
And you'll have a much bigger one Friday.
Hey, I've traveled further to play to less, believe me.
Yes, the life of a musician. Your songwriting, we mentioned early on that it's a lot of rejected love, romance, or lost love. What is your inspirations, or how do you go about writing songs? Is it a group thing, or?
You know, not so much. I just kind of, you know, like I said, I'm not a fan of happy songs. I never really liked happy songs. I always thought that the best art just kind of comes from dark places. You know, it's. I mean, you take anything, painting, any kind of medium, and I've always been more attracted to the dark stuff. And I'm able to draw from a lot of things. I mean, certainly, you know, my own life experiences to an extent, but I can also take maybe a situation that a friend is going through, or even it could even be a character in a movie or something, and I can just kind of turn that to the first person perspective and use that as the catalyst for a set of lyrics or something like that. So it just comes from wherever, and a lot of times it'll just start with a phrase or a couple words that I think go together well, and I'll just take it from there. And you know, I don't usually go in with a plan. It's just kind of whatever I end up spitting out is what ends up on the paper, you know.
I've been driving around with it in my car listening to it, and Pizza Girl really rocks. Well, I really enjoy that one. I see it's on the list next, but the sarcasm or the what you say about now she's a pizza girl is interesting.
Well, I mean, don't we all know somebody who's, you know, they're
that is a true story too.
They're working at the pizza parlor, and you know, everybody leaves, so all the crew sits around the bar and gets a couple pitchers of beer. And I mean, that's kind of the life of at a pizza parlor, right?
Well, I guess we're gonna have to hear it and actually find out what it's all about.
Yeah, well, let's do that one.
Waiting at his daddy's company.
Pizza girl, never thought I'd see. There would be a day when you'd be served food. No.
rocking, squeezing out some babies for some rich suburban pen. Where did all that time go? What happened to them dreams? But you're looking mighty fine in that old apron and them jeans. Beach girl, beach girl, I never thought I'd see. Snow. Would it be too much to ask you for a miserable hour? Beach girl, beach girl, I never thought I'd see. There would be a day when you serve food to me. Beach girl, beach girl, I never thought you'd. Just assume if I left you alone. Bad nights and sucking pies and customers like me just waiting for us all to leave so you can drink for free.
Jeremy, you say your songs are all of sorrow, and but you do them with such joyful abandon. Well, you don't even notice that.
I mean, that's the paradox, I guess. Hey, I mean, the music's not like it's not all depressing. It's not all minor keys, and you know, but it just depends, I guess, if you're a lyric person or a music person or the combination of the both. You know.
Well, you draw us in with the music, then hit us with those lyrics.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
All right. In fact, where can people see you this Friday?
We're playing at the New Dodge. That's tomorrow night. The New Dodge Lounge on Joseph Campo down in Hamtramck.
And it's a great little place. You play it right up in the front window.
Yeah, it's you know, it is a great place. It's a great room. It's all hardwood. They've got a balcony. There's tons of room. The bartenders are very generous, and there's parking right across the street, safe parking.
Yeah.
And it's a really fun place, and it's, you know, it's not going to set you back a whole lot to get in, and New Fortune Records is going to be there. They're going to have a whole table full of merchandise set up and vinyl and everything else, and it's just going to be a really fun night. And I mean, what else you got to do tomorrow night, right?
Yeah. In fact, where can people pick up Partners in Crime by Jeremy Porter and the Two Coats?
Well, it's available at all the normal online outlets, but you can start by going to thetwocoats.com, and there's a store on there with links to everywhere.
Everywhere?
Everywhere.
All right.
Anywhere in the
nationwide.
World.
Nationwide.
Worldwide.
It's called Partners in Crime. You're going to have to bring a silver magic marker.
It's not plural, though. It's just partner.
Oh, partner in crime.
There's only one person on that. Yeah.
The cover is all very dark and black. You're going to need to bring a silver marker tomorrow night, so when people buy them, you can sign them.
I have to remember that. Yeah,
yeah, that's very important.
You know, I was thinking about that, too, and I was looking over the things I've released in my life, and a vast majority of them are very dark covers.
Stock up on silver Sharpies.
Maybe I need to reevaluate the whole happy misery thing. Hey?
Well,
no,
tell
I
you,
think
you,
you're
you
doing
can,
pretty good.
You can think about that later because we've only got about 5 minutes left in the show. What can you give us for 5 minutes?
So what do you think? One more? We'll do Wandering Eye, which is a track off the record.
All right.
Thank you. unnerving while I gather up what I got. Stop worth leaving behind, packing up. I know you might not see it now, but this might just be good somehow. This might be your first taste of some good luck. I just can't go on acting innocent. I don't know why I even try. I'm wandering out.
We've been listening to Jeremy Porter and the Tucos here on the Motor Live Drive at 5 next week. Come in for Luther Badman Keith on the Motor Live Drive at 5 right now. Stay tuned for Old Time Radio Theater on WHFR Dearborn.
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time to when radio mystery drama was king. We now proudly present Old Time Radio Mysteries on 89.3